Om Agnatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namasreshtam Manopi Shachiputramatra Surupam Rupam Tasya Grajamurupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Speaking on the bank of the Himavati River in South Karnataka, from the Chenna Keshav Grama rural project started for the pleasure of and in pursuance of the order of Srila Prabhupada. I plan to speak now a message to the future leaders of ISKCON. That's a very weighty topic. I'm saying a message. There are many, many things that could be said, but one specific point that I want to emphasize. And before I get to the point exactly, you can ask, well, why am I giving some message? Who am I? Well, I'm also one of the present leaders of ISKCON, somewhat estranged from the top brass, you might say, the main leaders or the GBC members. I'm just one among many disciples of Srila Prabhupada who would like to say many things to the top leaders of the present leaders, but the experience is that it's very difficult to get through to them, and many devotees, due to feeling frustration within the ISKCON society, have left it or just left Krishna consciousness altogether. Of course, in many ways, we can't blame the top leaders for not listening, because when there are so many people with so many things to say, it can become a bit of an overload, and some of the things that devotees have to say are wacko or wild. So it's understandable if they're overloaded with so many people wanting to hear them that they just cut out. We know from the example of Lord Rama that he would open the doors, that any citizen could come to see him with any grievance. And something like that was started in the GBC for about 2 hours in 1 year. They had it in their meeting, which isn't much, but I think that's also stopped now. But anyway, devotees find different ways to express themselves. The internet is the great medium of all kinds of airing of grievances. And as I mentioned, there's also the saying or the activity of is called voting with your feet. It's an English saying which means that you just leave, that's all. You don't say anything, you just leave. So I'm not very hopeful of changing anything very much in the attitudes or outlooks of the present leadership, and they probably think that there's nothing much that needs to be changed. So why should I speak? Well, within 20 years maximum, the present leadership will be gone. It's not talking about any revolution or any such thing. It's just according to the laws of nature, Dehino Sminyata Dehe Komarang Yovanang Jara, and the present leaders are in the present stage of Jara, which means old age, and then after that comes Tata Dehantara Pratihi. After that comes attainment of change of body. That's Dehantara Prapti, could be translated literally like that. In other words, death and going to another body. So we're probably, let's see, I'm 62 years old now, probably in 20 years' time, I won't be, well, none of us will be in the present body because the body changes, but I won't be in the shell, of the present shell at all. I'll be in another, and so will all the other leaders. So it's all going to change anyway. Which means that the present leaders will be the future leaders. Or maybe some others will come up who are not very well known, just like Srila Prabhupada became the great, he came forth as the great acharya of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. It was completely unexpected by anyone except maybe himself and his own guru. He was a known and respected figure in the Gaudiya Math, but he was by no means a prominent leader. But he shone forth. And we see also in our ISKCON that Jayaprataka Maharaj, he was made a GBC shortly before Prabhupada left. He wasn't a well-known international figure because he was mostly in Mayapur, which was very much undeveloped compared to nowadays. And devotees might go there for 2 weeks in a year, and that was it. So he became very prominent later, after Prabhupada left, and in recent times, Radhanath Swami Maharaj has become very prominent, although just not so long ago, he was hardly known in the ISKCON world. So who knows who will come forth? But some, this great movement must go on by the plan of Krishna, and there will be future leaders, no doubt. So the point I want to make, it's nothing sensational. You might be thinking, now we're going to hear something really juicy, but it's something really controversial. But no, it's a very straightforward point, very basic point, that the strength in this movement comes from Srila Prabhupada, which means by following his instructions and trying to fill his desires. It's a very basic point. Srila Prabhupada himself got extraordinary strength in Krishna consciousness. He did the impossible by his own faith in his guru. He repeatedly said that whatever I've done, it's all just because I simply tried to fulfill the order of my guru Maharaj. And the formula is the same in every generation. It's a basic spiritual principle, and it pertains to all the members of ISKCON, because Srila Prabhupada, he made the point that he is the founder acharya of ISKCON, and Krishna is the root of everything, and Krishna has sent Srila Prabhupada to us, and he gave his books, he gave the structure of ISKCON, he gave the desires of ISKCON. So we in ISKCON, we are all based around Srila Prabhupada's instructions and trying to fulfill his desires. And that will remain so for all future generations of devotees within ISKCON. They may be their gurus and branches of gurus and somewhat different approaches in Krishna consciousness, but we're all living on the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So it's not a sensational or a new point. It's something which we've all heard before. But if we understand the implications, then we can know that if anything in ISKCON is flourishing, then it must be that's due to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. His instructions are being followed properly. And if not, if things are dull and dead and nothing's happening, we can understand that, according to the principle, yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati katopi. If we satisfy Srila Prabhupada, then Krishna is satisfied. If we don't satisfy him, then nothing's going to work. Now, it can be that by the power of Maya, things flourish for a short time in the Krishna consciousness movement. It's a mixture of Maya and Krishna consciousness, which that may sound strange. I'll just explain that a bit. We've seen several times that things have seemed to flourish for some time, but then they collapse because the basis was not pure Krishna consciousness. And there are many examples of that. New Vrindavan and the Kirtanananda seemed to be flourishing, but then it collapsed under the weight of his sinful activities. We can say he's a great soul in some ways. Prabhupada encouraged him, but he did things whereby the mercy of Krishna ceased to flow. Doing some good things, but then it collapsed again. In Bhagavan's time, it seemed like he was they called him the emperor, because he seemed like that. He was going to take over the world with Krishna consciousness, but then again it all collapsed because he didn't. Same with Kirtananda, ceased to follow the basic regulative principles. On the other hand, something might seem to be not going very well, just like Srila Prabhupada himself appeared to be going nowhere in his efforts to preach. And even his going to America, devotees who knew him, they thought it's just an old man's eccentricity, some foolish idea. Anyway, he left. No one believed that anything could happen. So we have to see in the long term, but as a general principle, if things are going well, we can know it's Krishna's mercy. And things going well means that it should be in line with Guru, Sadhu and Shastra also, in line with what Srila Prabhupada taught us. Just like, for instance, in Bengal, the Krishna consciousness movement, after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, expanded widely. Many people were chanting Hare Krishna, but then it came that many were also eating fish, and the spirit of anyabhilashita shunyam, of only or acting or attempting to come to that platform, being completely free of any desire other than to serve Krishna, that spirit was lacking. So it's a general principle, but it doesn't necessarily mean that if we have big buildings and lots of followers and lots of money, that things are going wonderfully, as is often thought in the present day ISKCON. But the main thing is that we have to do what Srila Prabhupada wanted. We have to see that. According to our own calculations, some of the things that he wanted might seem to be impossible. Or just, again, the fanciful ideas of an eccentric person. That's what they thought when they went to America. And we hear things like that also, that this idea of farm projects, Gurukul, it's not practical, we can't do it, maybe later. You say maybe later, and then the next generation also says maybe later, and then the next generation after that also says maybe later, and it never happens. Srila Prabhupada could have also said, well, maybe in my next life I'll go to America and preach, but he didn't. He took it just now. So, my point to the present, or the leader, or the future leaders, sorry, is that just see what Prabhupada wanted and try to do that, and then everything will be perfect. That suggests that I'm thinking that things at present are not exactly as to what Srila Prabhupada wanted. Yes, that's certainly my perception, that in many ways the gravity and the seriousness of this Krishna consciousness movement has been compromised in the name of preaching, maybe due to the enthusiasm of certain leaders to spread the movement more and more. It's in some ways become cheapened. There are certain Mayavad and Sahajya influences are there. I'm particularly concerned that Srila Prabhupada put so much emphasis on Varnashram development and Gurukul development, and it's been deliberately neglected or jettisoned by the present leadership. So my request to the future leaders is that even if your own guru, if you perceive that, again, maybe due to his enthusiasm or whatever it may be, it's not exactly doing not exactly what Prabhupada wanted, or maybe you could shift the blame somewhere else or whatever, but let's see what Prabhupada wanted. Even if, for instance, Srila Prabhupada, well, actually he did. He told one of the present leaders of ISKCON, who at the time presented to Srila Prabhupada the idea that we, for our Gurukuls, we should have government curricula and have the government syllabus in our schools. And he was pushing this, and Srila Prabhupada said to him, never do that. And that same leader has done that now. So it might be a hard thing for the disciples of that guru to face, but actually, whatever his reasoning may be, he's done something which is directly what Srila Prabhupada told him not to do. So what do you do? Do you follow your guru, or you follow what Prabhupada said? So that's the tough or the controversial point, you might say. When Srila Prabhupada gives very clear and explicit instructions, let's get back to that and follow that. Prabhupada's plans for a worldwide revolution of Krishna consciousness, what happened to that? It's more like our ISKCON is trying to find a comfortable spot within the present so-called civilization. That it's tough to be a revolutionary. You find that sometimes you find these Naxalites, they surrender because after 20 years of living in the jungle and running away from the CRPF, Central Reserve Police Force, is it? And getting in gun battles with them. After some time, they thought, I just want to settle down and spend the rest of my life peacefully. So it's tough to be a revolutionary, but that's what Prabhupada wanted of us. It's easier to just have a temple, invite people, get a donation, and chant Hare Krishna. But Prabhupada had much bigger plans than that for us. And in fact, he would quote Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his own guru, as saying that better than showing the deity to get some money to live comfortably, it's better to earn an honest living as a sweeper in the street. Those in the Western countries don't understand the full implications of this, because to be a sweeper in the street is, in Indian society, it's done by the almost the lowest class of people. And in India it's very, in this caste consciousness, it's the kind of people that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was speaking to, no doubt educated people, that they'd never dream they'd starve to death rather than sweep the street. Isn't it? Even now. So it was... But the point is that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was pointing out that this just using Krishna to make a living, that's not at all good. That should not be done. Then what to do? It's like I say, it's not just me, but I'm getting letters from different parts of the world that we're saying to the leaders this, this, and that, and they just don't want to listen to anything. So that's another thing I'd request the future leaders, just don't be so closed like that. Love and trust, Srila Prabhupada said. It's maybe if we had, just like previously, there were so many elderly Indian Gauriya Mat gurus running around the world ready to collect all the discontent devotees who become discontent, so the ISKCON leaders had to be more careful how they dealt, because they're afraid of losing everyone to Narayan Maharaj and others. So now Narayan Maharaj has passed on, so they can just go back to the old policy. I don't know. It's difficult. Sometimes it's difficult to be cynical sometimes. But anyway, just like this Varnashram thing, if this major project, what do you do if the ISKCON leadership won't do it? Well, find some devotees and do it yourself. As Srila Prabhupada said that, or Arjuna Prabhu in Mauritius reported that Srila Prabhupada said that you shouldn't allow the GBC to get in the way of preaching. In other words, we require an authority structure that is required, but it's required to facilitate the preaching, not to stop it, not to become a bureaucracy that stops everything up. And it's a common syndrome in any religious movement. Starts out with a lot of enthusiasm, and then the bureaucrats settle in and just stifle any spirit. I've heard that some leaders within ISKCON criticize that we have a few of these farm projects here in India now, and why is it not in the name of ISKCON? Well, to be frank, one of the reasons, or the main reason, is we don't trust the ISKCON leaders to take up these farm projects with the proper spirit, with the commitment that's required to follow it through. We don't have the faith that the ISKCON leadership at the present time could take up a farm project and do it in the manner that Srila Prabhupada wanted. So someone will charge us then, well, do you think you're better? You think you're better? You know better? Well, we don't want to sound proud, but we're not going around strutting around saying that we know better, but just the faith isn't there that the present ISKCON leadership has the vision for Varnashram projects and Gurukul, or that Prabhupada had, and we, in our own humble way, and we're not trying to put anyone down, we're just trying to fulfill that. In other words, we can't wait for the ISKCON leadership to wake up to this. We should go on ahead and do it. And again, speaking to the future leaders of ISKCON, this is some among the many things that Srila Prabhupada wanted. Srila Prabhupada wanted to establish that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and to defeat the materialistic so-called scientific outlook that there is no God. Everything is come into being just like that. Asatyam apratishtam te jagadahura nishwaram aparaspara sambhutam kimanyat kama haitukam. It's just happened, that's all. So Srila Prabhupada wanted to defeat that. He had so many ideas for revolutionizing the whole world. So there are many more things to say about that, but I'll just keep this talk short and to the point. The point is that understand what Prabhupada wanted and get ISKCON in line with that, and then everything will go, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, then everything will be perfect. Otherwise, if we somehow we think we have some better ideas, or we do differently, or we think that Prabhupada said that and doesn't apply anymore, and we apply that to everything, then we can only expect that the potency for changing the world, it won't be there. Maybe there'll be some potency for spreading widely, but then, you know, the Communist Party spread widely and the Facebook spread widely. So just because something spreads widely doesn't mean that it's spiritual. So Hare Krishna. I keep it short and to the point and finish there. Any questions, comments, protests, cherry bombs? Question? Yeah. If you say we have to follow Srila Prabhupada, if we say, we do definitely say. And then how to follow becomes a very difficult thing. Well, the basic things to follow are very easy. Rise early, chant Hare Krishna, follow the four regulated principles, cooperate within ISKCON, that was one of Srila Prabhupada's instructions. There are so many instructions, but then there seem to be so many different opinions on how to implement that. Yeah, then what's your question? Different spiritual masters may have different focus. That's true. Someone may be more focused on book distribution, someone may be more focused on Gurukul education. That's true. But it should all be within the spectrum that Srila Prabhupada gave. What should be given preference? Everything should be given preference. We need book distribution, restaurants, farms, Gurukuls, getting the message out to the scientific orthodoxy, whatever that is. Everything should be given importance. Study, educational programs, there are so many things. The saying, my guru said so. Yeah, well, that's the point. You have to see that your guru is in line with Prabhupada. Just like I gave that example. I've given it several times because I find it shocking. I find it shocking that when it's then clearly Prabhupada told one devotee who was pushing to have the government curriculum in the Gurukul, and Prabhupada said, never do that, and he's done it. So I find that shocking, and I find that even more shocking that no one seems to care, because they seem to think, well, somehow or other he understands better what he's doing, and actually he's doing what Prabhupada wanted, even though it's diametrically opposite of Prabhupada's emphatic statement never to do it. So, it does require a little intelligence also. And there are different kinds of intelligence. One kind of intelligence is the perverse intelligence by which we can justify anything. Hitler justified killing Jews. He justified it. There was he had reasoning. In hindsight, we understand that it's evil. It's not just wrong, but it's grossly wrong. So, but there was some kind of intelligence there, perverse intelligence. But the intelligence to understand, to connect with the spiritual truth that comes via Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, that takes some sincerity. Therefore, Siddhanta Balaya Chitte Na Karaha Alash Iha Hoite Krishna Lage Sudhira Manash. One should not be lazy in the matter of understanding the Siddhanta, the proper understanding. In this way, one's mind becomes firmly attached to Krishna.
There seems to be a great difference in the enthusiasm among leaders to follow Sri Prabhupada since the time of Prabhupada in comparison to today.
There seems to be less enthusiasm now to follow Srila Prabhupada than previously. It's a big history. How, by apparently following Prabhupada's instructions, things went wrong. Apparently that was the cause. The Gurukuls ended up in a big mess. And therefore devotees said, well, no more Gurukuls. They won't actually say Prabhupada was wrong, but I don't know what they say. They say that we're not ready or something like that. But we did it very badly. We made serious mistakes, no doubt. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't do it properly. As far as Varnashram communities and this and that, it is actually it's not so difficult to start farms and live simply, is it? You can say you're doing it. What are the reasons? Well, it's easy to blame others and say that they're just insincere or something like that. Maybe. There's not that much need to blame others. Just get on and let's do the thing that we need to do. What are you doing? Chasing pigs this time? Oh, it's a festival, but banging the gongs can be for two reasons. But it's been going on for several days, huh? This Visarjan, they're going to throw the deity in this little river here? Huh? Oh, I see. It's so close.
They're quite far away, actually.
Oh, it's quite far away, but it sounds close. That means they go through all the village paths because there's no proper road anywhere near here, is there? Reminds me a bit when I was in Bangladesh. Sometimes there are people who have never seen a road in their life. A real road, I mean, just the path is there. Just wide enough for a buffalo cart, that's all. In one letter, Prabhupada gave strong instruction to his disciples. In many letters. Yeah, which one are you referring to?
If you have understood Krishna consciousness, you will work for reviving Indian culture.
That's right. If you understand Krishna consciousness, then you'll work very hard for reviving Indian culture. And that same devotee, who is a prominent leader in India at the present time, is actually openly opposed to Varnashram within ISKCON. Or Varnashram anywhere, anything. What keeps enthusiasm? Shravana Kirtana, Karavanu Karna, Ashata Pachala Chari. Go on hearing and chanting. Give up nonsense talks. If we hear and chant about Krishna in the association of devotees, then we should become enthusiastic. There are so many things. I'm informed that at leaders' meetings, among leaders here in India, it's a standard thing that whoever's organizing it, they arrange with some outside cooks to do the cooking, and then they'll bring in all kami foods and this and that. It's a very basic thing. The devotees only eat prasad, which is cooked by means cooked by devotees and offered to Krishna in the proper way. But when the leaders themselves don't follow that, then what happens? Bishoyer anna kaile dushta hoy man. The mind becomes contaminated by eating food by non-devotees. And when such a basic and important principle they don't care about, then we can expect all kinds of problems. But like I say, I don't want to get so much into bashing so much here. Just let's speak to the let the future leaders. You know, we quietly. You don't have to bash anyone. Just take it up and do the right thing. That's all. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mukaro na vayang vicharya maha hari rasa madira madati matta bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvishama dante nidhaya trinakam padaya nipatya kritva chakaku shatame tadaham ravimi he sadhava sakalam eva vihaya durad Chaitanya Chandra Charane Kurutanuragam Vancha Kalpa Tarupyas Chakripa Sindhubya Evita Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!